نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the topic for tonight is the beloved honorable Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, the awliyaullah rahimahumullah. So who is a Sahabi? That's the first point we need to understand. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahumullah has written an old encyclopedia, and every alim should try and procure this book here called Al-Isaba fi Tamyizi Sahaba, is one of the best books on this topic. So Sahabi, male, female, adult or child, is that personality who saw or met Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman. And he or she passes away in the state of Iman and Islam. That person will be classified as a Sahabi. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, who was faqihu hadhi al-umma, one of the great jurists of this ummah, the muftis of this ummah, he used to say, and is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, that you read about the sahaba, ikhtarahumullahu li suhbati nabiyihi wa iqamati dinihi. How Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala selected anbiya and the messengers alayhi wasalam, there's no election there. Similarly, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, through His benevolence, grace and mercy, selected the Sahaba, the beloved companions of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to establish the deen of Almighty Allah, the religion of Islam in all corners of the world. So my brothers, what are the virtues of the Sahaba? So many virtues, there's no time, so I'll just mention two, three. Almighty Allah made them the beacons of light. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 100, Almighty Allah states, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. The first and the foremost among the Ansar and the Muhajirin, then Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala made them such, that you must remember the beacons of light, and those who follow them with sincerity, and we fulfill our duty with beauty, Almighty Allah is pleased with them, and for them is the gardens of Jannah, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, mentioned in front, the supreme success. Analyze it like this, my brothers. You know now in December, the schools, the madrasas have the examination, and then they will have certification, and thereafter will be holiday. So you must remember that who are the Sahaba? Almighty Allah chose for them the best of the best. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the teacher. What is the curriculum and the syllabi? Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Surah Jumu'ah, chapter number 62, verse 2. You Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam recite the Quran Sharif for them. So they must know how to read the Quran Sharif. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purify and sanctify them outwardly from the kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, internally from the jealousy, pride, arrogance, all these issues which we normally suffer from. Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam purified them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ And teach them the Quran Sharif. Teach them the Sunnah Mubarakah. If you study philology, if you study the history of words, Hikmah is Hakama. Hakama is when you in Durban, you'll know about horse racing and gravel. So when the horse runs, it must not look right and left. It must look forward. So tunnel vision. So the Sunnah is Isabatul Qawli wal Amal, which means that the speech and the actions, all the creed and the deed are all corresponding with one another. Therefore Imam Shafi said, whenever Hikmah is mentioned, after Kitab or Ayatillah, it refers to the Sunnah Mubarakah of the Master alayhi salam. So all these were the functions of the Master alayhi salam, and this was the curriculum. Where's the madrasa, the Darulum in Dar-e Arqam, where Safa and Marwa is? Then next to Safa, the house of Arqam radiallahu anh, the first madrasa in the history of Islam. Then you come to Madina Munawwara, Ashab-e Sufa, the poor Sahaba. So there was boarding and lodging for them. So they have the best teacher, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have the best places, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. The greatest curriculum and syllabi for all time. Now everything the best. Now who is going to take the examination? Almighty Allah states, Allah Himself will take the examination. Open Surah Hujurat, Surah 49, and see in the beginning what Allah states, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ I broke the words up so that you could understand. They are those people that Almighty Allah took the imtihan and the test and examination in their hearts. قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ Either they have the love, the fear of Almighty Allah. Allah announces the results, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners. لَهُمْ مَغَفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ For them is forgiveness, and for them is magnificent reward. They pass with kamludai, they pass with distinction. Now the time came to confer certificate for them. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ See in Surah 9, verse number 100. Then Almighty Allah says, is it for some sahaba? Nay. Surah 57, verse 10. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى It's for all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, male, female, adult children. Allah has promised for all of you Jannat al-Firdaus. Who can ever take their place, my brothers? One time to meet Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One time to make the didar, to see the face Mubarak, the honorable Mubarak, countenance of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah jalla wala bless them. Today I want to discuss three great personalities. Sahabi, one Imam, and one of the Waliullah. Who is a Sahabi? Today we discuss Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda. The greatest personality to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, messengers and prophets. But alas, how sad it is, my brothers and sisters, that we don't even know his name. Abu Bakr is his kunyat radiallahu anhu. If we have to ask the Muslim today, what is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's name? What is his father's name? You will find majority of us are found lacking. We don't even know his name. His name is Abdullah radiallahu anhu. His father's name is Usman radiallahu anhu. Father is also Sahabi, he is also Sahabi, his children are also Sahaba, his grandchildren are also Sahaba. Subhanallah. Imagine what honor Almighty Allah blessed him with. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr is his kunya, father Abu Quhafa. So you must remember he also embraced Islam. We'll speak about him just now. So what are the virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Allah Himself mentions this. You ask any person in the world, translate this verse. There's no other translation. It must be applicable only for him, for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Mukarrama and then came to Ghar-e Thawr, the cave that is just outside Makkah. And 3 nights Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this incident and refers to it in the Noble Quran, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 40. Thaniyasnain means me and Mawlana. So Mawlana is number one and I am next to him. So I'm Thaniyasnain. So I'm the second one next to Mawlana. He, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, is the second of the two. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first, obviously. So imagine he is with the master alayhi salatu salam in the cave. He cleaned the cave and said, Ya Nabi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now come and rest. But remember that he tore his own clothing to close the crevices there in the Ghare Thawr, but two were still open. And then when Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his Mubarak head on the thigh of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and then rested, he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, took his feet and he closed the crevices. And then from inside, wallahu a'lam, some ulama say snake, some say scorpion, whatever it is that only Allah knows. The rest we will say it is more ijtihad. And ulama gave and cited their various opinions. Various ulama gave opinions, nevertheless. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda started crying, his tears Mubarak fell on the Mubarak countenance of the Master alayhi salam. Ma yubkika ya Aba Bakrin, why are you crying ya Nabi Allah? Ya Aba Bakr, why are you crying ya Aba Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked. Then he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, this is the reason. Therefore, when they reached Madinah Munawwara after some time, all the details became apparent. We find that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to address him for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and say, Ya Aba Bakrin radiallahu anhu warda, give me your one night you spent with Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Ghare Thawr. I, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, am prepared to give you all my deeds and actions. Think about that, my brothers. So Thaniyasnain. When they were in the cave, remember Thaniyasnain. When they entered Madinah Munawwara, they built Masjid Quba. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed the first block. And the second block also placed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Thaniyasnain. The children of Madinah, the daughters of Madinah, they did not know who is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and is to go out to welcome the Master alayhi salam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And lo and behold, when that Monday came and Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr entered, how did they welcome? If you go to Cape Town, you will find there's a Najjar family, carpenters. So these were the Najjar tribe. What did they say? Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin Najjari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Ya habbada Muhammadun min jari. How excellent Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our neighbor today. How they loved the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So they in Quba, Thaniyasnain. Going to Madinah Munawwara Central, Thaniyasnain. And then on the Musalla of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, remember, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasalam said in the fatal illness, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he must perform the imamat for the ummah. This was on the last Thursday of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak life here on this earth. From Isha time, Maghrib time, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited wal mursalati and made the imamat as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Isha time, Sayyidina Abu Bakr came, Thaniyasnain, the second of the two. See, the love for Sahaba, we should know all the details. Then that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday Fajr, 17 Salat, we must remember, he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, he performed the imamat. On that Saturday Zuhur time, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and read the Zuhur Salat. On the left hand side, the Master alayhi salam said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq read Salat behind Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, because because of the illness, Sayyidina Abu Bakr was standing, and the beloved Sahaba were following Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. 17 salat, my brothers, dead behind Siddiq Akbar. Who has all these virtues? We should know about the great contribution of the beloved Sahaba. At that time, on the Thursday, Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah writes, remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha and her brother Abdul Rahman, you bring a pen and paper and I want to write down. What I want to write down? That so no person who has some opportunist and person not to hijack, no. Ya'aballahu wal mu'minun illa Aba Bakrin. Open Sahih Muslim, you will find these words there. Allah will not allow, the Muslims will not allow, but the Khalifa must be Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda. Imagine. Subhanallah, my brothers, Allah Jalla wala remove all this virus. Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Al-Aqsa Mubarak, and take us to all our holy places. When we go offer salat and salami to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, and we carry on. Then we come by who? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And what do we say? As-salamu alayka ya Khalifata Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Bakrin As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, As-salamu alayka ya thani athnain ithuma fil ghar. So even at that time we use these words. Even today, brothers, he is the second of the two, right next to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we speak of Sahaba, every day we will discuss in every program one Sahabi. So know about him. His name is Abdullah. His father's name, remember, Uthman. His father's kunya, Agnuman Abu Quhafa. Quhafa means a man of intelligence and intellect. His hair was gone grayish, whitish, open Sahih Muslim. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, غَيِّرُ الشَّيْبِ يَا أَبَا قُحَافَ. Oh Abu Quhafa, your hair is gone whitish, grayish. You must now dye it. وَجْتَنِبُ السَّوَاد, but abstain from black. Today the Kala, she wants to now compete with the daughter-in-law. She also wants to become young. She says, I'm old, but I'm not cold, you see. You see, the Baji also wants to do this today. No, it's Sahih Hadith in Muslim Sharif. وَجْتَنِبُ السَّوَاد, not black, other colors is all right. You put mehndi, brown, all that is fine. So for the male and the female. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Abu Quhafa radiallahu anhu. Look at adab. He, when Abu Quhafa radiallahu anhu wants to embrace Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, Ya Nabi Allah, this is my father, is embracing Islam. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why did you give him the taklif and so much burden did he to come? I should have come to him. He said, no. He must come to the master alayhi salatu wasalam. See, love, respect with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the battle of Tabuk, 90th year of the Hijrah, and it is the month of Rajab. It's 45-50 degrees. Remember, midsummer in Medina Munawwara. If you've been there June, July, you will know how hot it is. Lo and behold, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked him, what did you leave, ya Aba Bakrin? What did you leave, ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr? He said, I left Allahu wa Rasulu. Everything I had, I brought for you. Who can do this, my brother? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu that day said, today I will beat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. He brought half his wealth. When he heard that, even he said, no one can reach his rank. Today, my brothers, you go to Masjid Nabawi. You enter from the right-hand side, Babu Salam, door number one. If you can read Arabic, when you enter the door, just look at the back. You will see till today is written there, Khokhatu Abi Bakrin. So that was the window, the door of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all the doors and that must be closed, but leave his, Sayyidina Abu Bakr's, open. How many virtues, how many merits for him? Did we ever read two rakat salat, my brothers? Did we read? So tonight, inshallah, before we sleep, at least read 2 rakat salat for all the sahaba, male, female, adult and children. In that way, Allah Jalla Wala will enhance our love for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his beloved students and companions. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in his last moments. What does he say in his last time? Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha is there. And then she was reading some poetry. He, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, said, O Siddiqa, why shall leave this? Wajaat sakratul mawti bilhaq. Do you know what Siddiqa Akbar did? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. He used to make dua, Ya Allah, give me death on a Monday. Because Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place on a Monday. Imagine. Everything he wanted to imitate and emulate the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Listen to his last moments. So now he addresses Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha Siddiqa and says, don't leave all this poetry you are reading now. Waja'at sakratul mawti bilhaq. The sakarat is about to start or has started already. And then he reads the verse, every one of us should by heart it, my brothers. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Ya Allah, let me die as a Muslim. He was guaranteed Jannat. But their fear for Allah was so great that they used to cry and beg, Ya Allah, make this the best day and the happiest day for me, the day I meet you, O my beloved Allah. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. And Ya Allah, unite me with the devout and pious servants of yours. So make dua for Siddiq Akbar, the man who saved this ummah. Remember when, after the demise of Master alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, remember, could not accept the Master alayhi salam, made parda from this world. But Siddiq Akbar addressed the people and said, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Some people, remember, refused to pay zakat. Some people became murtad and so forth. But what did Siddiq Akbar do? He was a pillar of strength and he took everybody in and he said, أَيُنْقَسُ الدِّينَ وَأَنَا حَيْ. Do you want that the deen of Islam must now decrease in quantity or quality whilst I'm alive, meaning over my dead body? I will never allow this. That was his iman, remember. What sacrifices? Humanly possible, whatever was done, he did. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have fulfilled and compensated every one of you, the favors you did upon me, but one person I cannot do enough for him, and that is Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So imagine, brothers, how much love we must have. Defend him, his honor and integrity, and every sahabi. Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mu'ana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, used to say, he taught hadith in Medina Munawwara for 15 years plus minus, some say 16. He used to say, even if you take one sahabi's name, then don't just say radiallahu an, say radiallahu anhum, because Allah says so many places. The Quran Sharif is replete. So everywhere Allah speaks of all the sahaba, Allah Jalla wa'ala is so pleased with them. So remember, this is a fine point for us to remember. Come to the second part, my brothers. Every program, inshallah, I'll divide it into 3 parts. So briefly, we spoke some of the merits and virtues, the manaqib and fadail of Siddiq Akbar. And main thing for me and you, my brothers, remember, we must defend the honor of every sahabi, emulate them, as mentioned in Surah 9, verse 100, I've quoted to you already. Second one, we speak of the 4 schools. So today we discuss Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. If someone has to ask us, what is Imam Abu Hanifa's name? How many of us know? So you must remember, his name was Nu'man bin Thabit. He was born in the year 80. He passed away in the year 150 after Hijrah. Listen about him. Listen to what a genius he was. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the day Imam Abu Hanifa passes away, that same day Imam Abu Hanifa passed away in Iraq, I went to his Mubarak Mazar and grave also. We will come to that just now. So the day he passes away, day in Gaza, in Palestine, Al-Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i rahimahullah is born. The same day. And if you want a reference of this, open the Muqaddama and the introduction of Allama Marghinani's work, Hidayah, famous work on jurisprudence of the Hanafi school. So anyway, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, you youngsters, you listening? So there was a professor there in Iraq, like today, you get people firing questions on the radio, you hear how the non-Muslims, they ask questions, AK, answer this, so we love it, throw more questions, alhamdulillah. We ask Allah, Ya Allah, these people, give them hidayat, Ya Allah. That's what is our aim. Information must bring transformation. Because when they see the TV and that, then they just see, they don't see AK, they just see AK-47. The Muslims are shooting, you see. That's what they want the enemies to do. They want to demonize Islam. They want the people must hate Islam. But Allah in His infinite system and wisdom, what does Allah do? وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. More and more people embrace Islam. That is Allah's system. So cry to Allah, Ya Allah, use me for your deen. So this professor, he used to walk around there in Iraq. He used to say, bring your Sheikh al-Tafsir, Sheikh al-Hadith, this. And for real, they couldn't really give a very convincing answer. A 10-year-old boy said, Professor, me, I'm ready, I'll take you up. In our colloquial English, we say, small nipper, lighty like you. You understand? You know, what is small youngster, what's your age, beta? 10, is it? Come here, stand here. Come here, come here, come here. You become big Sheikh al-Islam one day. What's your name? Huh? Wasiullah. Masihullah. MashaAllah. Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib's name, MashaAllah. See this youngster, 10-year-old, now see me, like a giant in front of him, you see. So imagine 10-year-old boy, you understood? So the people came, the venue was set, the time was set, they came in their droves. Professor stood up. He say, what is your Allah doing now? If a non-Muslim comes here and asks us what Allah is doing, our huzu will break. What you think? So you must remember. So the 10-year-old boy, like the youngster, he said, Professor, sit down. I'll answer you. He say, I stand up. You ask me what Allah is doing now? وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives izzat and honor to whoever He wants. He gives zillat and disgrace to whoever He wants. He made you sit and He made me stand. That is what Allah did now. 10-year-old boy. Professor, second question, he said, yes. He said, where is your Allah? So that time, we know in Phoenix and all that, Phoenix, South Africa, Phoenix, Arizona, you know, in America, the circus is getting on, you know, there in America. So anyway, leave that on, leave that business. So they didn't have all these gadgets. So the youngster said, that who's got the candle? So he said, here's the candle. He lit the candle, ignited it. He said, hey, Professor, where is the smoke of the candle? He said, it's going round and round, this way, that way, all directions. So he said, you zalim, you your oppressor, you tell me an ordinary candle, the smoke go all directions. You ask, where's Allah? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, Allah's radiance, Allah's effulgence in the heavens, in the sky, in the entire creation. See, if you want this discussion, there's no time. There's a book in English called The Wonders of Islam. Go read, you'll find it there. So brothers, 10-year-old youngster, Allah gave him firasat, basirat, basarat, sight, insight, foresight. He took on and he saved the day for the ummah. Therefore, Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, who never met Imam Abu Hanifa, used to say, "An-nasu iyalun li Abi Hanifata fil fiqh." The people, you must remember, they are who? The children of Abu Hanifa in jurisprudence. One day, you must remember a person, like atheist, and you know nowadays, he said, Abu Hanifa, I want to debate with you. So he said, fine, come. You see, now just we in Durban, we just used it. So you meet me here in Umslanga by the beach, you see, so that. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, for example. So that person came up past 1:15, 2 o'clock came, 2:15, up past 2. Normal means Sabit Imam Abu Hanifa is not there. Up past 2, he comes slowly, slowly. So he say, what's wrong with you? Don't you know what is time and all these things here? You disqualified already. You know people when they get hot. So Imam Hanifa was very calm. He said, no, what happened was I was waiting for a boat to come. Waiting, waiting, then suddenly a few planks came, and then they got together, and the planks all got joined up, and then I jumped in. He said, people told me Abu Hanifa is a genius and intelligent. How are you such a fool? You want, I must accept that his whole boat came together, and then it suddenly took the shape of a boat, and then you came. He said, yes, it's right. If I am a fool, then you're a bigger fool. How does whole world came on its, into creation and into existence on its own? Did the sun, did the moon, did the planets all come in a distinct existence on its own? If a boat cannot come into existence, then how the cosmos and the universe can come into existence? You see what they did? So genius par excellence he was. Understand? Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, brothers, understand this. You need to understand this point I'm making. You must remember the Hanafi fiqh is called Fiqhu Ahlil Iraq. You need to go back a bit. You must remember when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen, the Iraqi people came in Sayyidina Umar's time. And they said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we need a faqih, we need a muhaddis, we need a person who's a versatile scholar. And who do you want? He said, we want Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He said, how can I give you? He's one of the best. Said, they pleaded with him. So nevertheless, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when a'thartukum ala nafsi, I give you preference over myself. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud came to Iraq, brothers, there were no radios and all these gadgets we got today. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to teach hadith there. So subhanallah, 3,000, 4,000 students used to sit in his lesson. One group writing down, then the notes go to the second group, third group, fourth group, and that is how they were listening. So when you study the Hanafi fiqh, you will know it is called Fiqh Ahlil Iraq, the jurisprudence of the ulama and the scholars of Iraq. So Imam Abu Hanifa's chain will go like this. Imam Abu Hanifa and then Hammad. Do you know who's Hammad? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا حَبَّ مَنْ حَبَّاد. There's a book every alim you should get. It's called Tariq-e-A'zamiyya. Learn, you youngsters. Learn, our students. Imam Abu Hanifa says, بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ سَبْعَ طُرُقْ. Between me and Hammad, my teacher, there were seven streets, seven roads. Not one day I can remember I stretched my leg in the direction of my ustad's house that was seven streets away. You see how much adab? Today the student is becoming hafiz, the ustad is sitting, he's sitting like this there and pulling his head. You ask him what's wrong? He said, no, I'm just checking my knees are working or not. If you can help me, he'll tell the teacher also, rub and tickle my toes also. Astaghfirullah. See, brothers, ba adab ba nasib, be adab be nasib, ma faza man faza illa bil adabi, wa ma sakata man sakata illa bi su'il adabi. We must learn this respect, my brothers, remain students especially. So go on. So Imam Abu Hanifa's teacher, Hamad, then Hamad's teacher, you must remember, it goes on, Ibrahim Nakhi's student, teacher Al-Qama's teacher, Abdullah al-Mas'ud. Subhanallah, this is the golden chain of the Hanafi fiqh. When the Hanafis passed the fatwa, they never had one alim. It was Imam Abu Hanifa there, justice, the chief justice. You must remember Imam Abu Yusuf was there, Imam Muhammad was there, then Imam Zufar was there, and Hassan bin Ziyad. They were a galaxy of ulama. And then they would discuss, you know, what we will call robust discussions would take place. Academic discussions, and then they would reach conclusion and pass the verdict. That is why the Hanafi fiqh is so great. Until today, if you travel the whole world, you will see that you must remember, you just go to Uzbekistan and there's areas where Imam Bukhari and all, 90%, even today, 80% are following the Hanafi school. I've been, alhamdulillah, to these places. So you should know, now Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, is that faqih, is that jurist. You must remember his taqwa was such that he was a rich person. And he knows the hadith that when a person gives you a loan, then you must remember, man jarra naf'an. So you must remember when you gave, kullu karzin jarra manfa'atan fawa riba. I gave you a loan of 1,000 rand, 50,000, 10,000 rand. Then the benefit I draw from you, that extra, that is riba and interest open, jamiu sagheer, the hadith is there.
Imam Abu Hanifa was a big businessman. He used to give people loans. When he had to go masjid, he had to go home, he would not walk under the shade of their shops and their houses, the veranda, what we call, he would not even go. This was his taqwa and his piety. Who can do that, my brother? So remember, the more taqwa we have, wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. Karamat ba'da wafatihi. His one title was Imam-e-A'zam. So you must remember the area where he's buried. Alhamdulillah, we went there, and you go to Iraq, Imam Abu Hanifa is buried there in Azamiya. Imam Abu Yusuf is buried there in Kazimiya. So nevertheless, when you go there, then you will see the whole history is written. So after the demise of this Imam Jalil, this great prominent scholar, jurist par excellence of Islam, remember then the people said, we have to give the name of this place into such a name that people must remember him lifelong. And that is how the name came, A'zamiya, ba'da wafatil imam, ba'da dafnil imam, after his demise, after they buried him and everything. So briefly we spoke of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Read 2 rakat salat for the jurors, my brothers. It wasn't for these jurors, we would not understand the deen, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is the rawi, the reporter. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, may yuridillahu bi khayra yufaqihu fi deen. When Allah decrees good for you, then Allah will give you tafaqquh fi deen. You will get the profound and the deep understanding of deenul Islam. That brings us to the third personality. We told you sahaba and awliyaullah. So today we will discuss Imam al-Hasan al-Basri. When I was in Iraq, so I love books, you know. Small book, we call Kutay booklet. So they are still lying by my house. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri al-Wa'iz al-Bakkah. So that book there. So let's give you a brief history, biography of Imam Hasan al-Basri. Where was Hasan al-Basri born, my brothers? His Milad Mubarak, auspicious birth, took place in Medina Munawwara. It was the last 2 years or so of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's rule. He's born in the year 21 after Hijrah. Azan was given right here. Iqama given. Tahniq has to take place. You know tahniq dates and this. So they brought him, Hassan, rahimahullah, to Sayyidina Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, baby born. Everyone, ulama and all. So today people, you know, they think, if they only knew, they'll run away. But anyway, they bring to us and so forth. So they say, make people, they say, keep in your fridge. I say, when? They say, not 2020, 2021, the baby will be born. Well, keep in your fridge. You don't understand? What must keep? Not the baby, the dates. You understand? People just doesn't keep the baby in the fridge. The dates we must keep in the fridge. You understood? So they said, don't worry, we got Medina dates. We'll give you Medina dates. See, babies will be born 2021, but keep the dates now. So people love, you know, shock is that. Anyway, see lesson. Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu choose the dates. Insert it in the baby's mouth, Hassan's mouth like this, you see? Then what he does? Allahumma faqqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him tafaqquh fi deen. Give him such that he must have the profound understanding of deen. Wa habibhu ila nas. Ya Allah, make him mahbub to the people. You go to any school today. Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, Hanafi, Sufi, Qadri, Silsila, Chisti, Silsila, any Silsila, you understand, you go Naqshbandi, everybody loves Hasan Basri, rahimahullah. So Allah gave him, you must remember that. So Imam Hasan al-Basri, then his parents and so forth, they moved to Iraq and so forth. What he said, lesson for ulama, lesson for student. If you want reference of this, open Sunan al-Darimi, you will find it there. قال الإمام الحسن البصري إمام حسن بصري رحمه الله states العلم إلمان. You get two types of knowledge. علم في القلب, the true knowledge, the nurani knowledge, the knowledge of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, that will be embedded in the inner recesses of the heart. When you have that knowledge, that is the knowledge Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Allah Jalla wa Ala, Surah 20, verse 114, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Ya Allah, increase me in knowledge. So Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahimahullah says, Al-ilmu ilman, knowledge, you get two types. One is knowledge, Al-ilmu fil qalb. فَذَٰلِكَ الْإِلْمُ النَّافِعِ So that is the knowledge that is beneficial. So you benefit, your family benefits, the ummah benefits, you are here by the ocean. Today when we're landing again, I just thought of that, and I told you before also. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً You see the foam, you see the bubble. The foam and the bubble is a sign of batil and falsehood. Your capitalism, your socialism, your Zionism, this ism, that ism, they come on top and then they disappear, thrown to the scraps of history. Who are we, brothers, sisters? We are the water beneath the foam and bubble. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ We are the water, the pure water. Take the water of Islam and quench the thirst of the people. How many people are thirsty? So Imam al-Hasan al-Basri used to say that take this water, take this knowledge, and it will be ilmu nafi, when we have it embedded in the inner recesses of our heart. And the other one, the other ilm, al-ilmu al-lisan, that you only have on your tongue. It did not filter down to the heart. فَذَٰلِكَ حُجَّةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ That is, Allah will use it as evidence against you. How come I gave you knowledge, but you did not filter it down? You didn't let it go down. So brothers, ask Allah always, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'. So we conclude today's talk with three verses. We have to follow who? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 3 verse 31. Fattabi'uni yuhbibkumullah. When we imitate, emulate immaculately Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, and Allah forgives you your sins. Who else must we follow? We must follow the beloved Sahaba. Surah 9 verse 100, Wasabiqun al-awwalun. Who else must we follow? Everywhere the word ittiba. What Almighty Allah says, Wattabi sabila man anaba ilay. Follow the path of those who turn towards Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So you'll see in Surah 31, verse, you must remember 15, Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this. So that refers to the awliyaullah, that refers to the honorable scholars and imams and so forth. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make us of those that we always abide and stay with the belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our creed and our deed, our belief and our actions must always correspond with one another. We have three different radio stations. My time is exhausted, so inshallah we make dua now. And inshallah after the dua, the radio stations will go, we will stay. And any queries, questions you have, then you can ask inshallah. But that will not be live, so after the dua we will cut off. And inshallah they will carry on and we will carry on here inshallah. We give you a private session in Phoenix inshallah. Let's make dua, read Durood Sharif inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله أن نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر
إلى المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. يا الله, all the brothers and sisters who did us so many favors, يا الله, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his family, give them all shifa, يا الله. يا الله, our Imam Safiye, Mawlana Huzaifa, the trustees and all the people, يا الله, bless them, bless their families, يا الله. يا الله, all those people, يا الله, who do us so many favors in this world, يا الله, you reward them in this world and in the year after, يا الله. اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.